This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And listening to Yaz, who hit the walk-off home run just a handful of minutes ago, listening to him on the field after the game, there's something that almost Pajemski-related that popped into my head. I want you to listen to this now, okay? This is from NBC Sports Bay Area, and listen to what Yaz says right there on the field. He's sopping wet. He's been dumped with water and Gatorade with a walk-off splash hit. Listen to what he says when the guys asked him about what's going on in this clubhouse right now.
Oh, man, it's the best feeling in the world. It's one of those things where you don't feel any pressure. You don't ever have to be the hero on any given day. You just get to be yourself. And Willie has done an unbelievable job of just connecting everyone. You know, at times, if there's a little disconnect between, you know, half the locker room with guys who don't speak the best English and don't feel comfortable trying, Willie's there pushing them and making sure that everyone's pulling for each other. And that's so unbelievably huge that its value is, you know, we just don't even have a way to describe it.
You know what? The
dude's been here 12 games.
Right. He's talking about Willie Adames.
12 games, Mark. And he is the clubhouse connector?
Connector.
Wow.
Has not homered yet.
No.
He has got the biggest contract in the history of the Giants.
He's hitting 184.
I really want to highlight this. First of all, he's also been a little snake bit. My God, he whacked two balls today in RBI situations that went right at people. And the Reds knocked it down. That's not to make any excuses for him. He's had some huge hits. He walked off the game on opening day, down to their last strike, and he walked off the win for the Giants. So he's had some really big hits. But I just think it's important to remember sometimes when you're talking about players you know are important core players, it's important to, dude, you got to stick with people for a second. I don't mean forever. But you got to stick with people. Brandon Pajemski made the all-rookie team in the offseason. They're like, we're not trading this guy. We think he's a future all-star. And Joe Lacob got laughed at. And Brandon came out and started this year and looked like he did not know what was going on in basketball. And Steve Kerr was pounding the table at a press conference because he was frustrated with the decisions that Brandon was making. Look at him now. Since March 18th, averaging 18.6 points per game and has more three-point makes than any player in the NBA. Willie Adames, don't get bamboozled by the 180 batting average with zero home runs. They're 9-3, and if you watch a game, you can look at his presence on the field and listen to what the guys are talking about behind the scenes. That is the dude. That's the dude. Jungkook Lee may end up being kind of the rock star. He's got people wearing fuzz on their head out in the outfield.
Right.
And he might hit 330 and challenge for a batting title. He has that look. But this engine does not go without Willie Adames. And Yaz did that totally unprompted. Nobody asked him about Willie. It's just like, what's going on with this group and this team? And Yaz, out of nowhere, 38 seconds after hitting a ball in the water to win a game, is talking about how Willy Adames has this whole thing, this whole group, moving in a totally different direction.
But think about a baseball clubhouse, and it's different than any other sport, because when you get to an NFL locker room, a lot of times you've got the offensive room, the defensive room, you've got the wide receiver room, the running back room. It's much more segmented, and for the majority of an NFL locker room, it's 100% English is your first language.
Yep.
For the most part. Basketball, 15 guys, you travel together, but even beyond that, you don't play every single day. Baseball, you have 24 spouses, essentially. You're in the room with the same 24 other guys all day, every day, on the plane, in the clubhouse, and most Major League Baseball teams have, of the 25, you've probably got 12 who speak English as the first, another 10 who speak Spanish, and the Giants have Jung Hoo Lee, who's probably fluent in Korean, if not other stuff. And so you've got Willy Adames, who, according to the Yaz cut right there, is saying to the Latin guys, come on, come over here and try your English. It's going to be okay. It's a safe haven. And he's probably telling the English speakers, get over here and try your hackneyed, half-hearted Spanish, and let's all have fun. We're all here together. And even though culturally you've got guys from the Dominican and Mexico and all over the world,
totally.
If Willy Adames, as a Dominican-American player, if he's the guy who is bringing everyone together, that stuff actually matters more than we think.
Oh, no
over
doubt.
162,
no
you know?
No doubt. You've got Doval. You've got Randy Rodriguez. You've got Luis Matos, Elliot Ramos.
Right?
And I know some of these guys are they're at a different spot in terms of their comfort with English than others. I get all that. But, like, it's not just the language. It's all the cultural stuff.
Exactly.
And listen, you know what else pops to mind? Like, remember the last time the Warriors played in the playoffs? Anybody remember the last time? Can we highlight that for a second?
Yeah.
Please, can the rest of this week go well? There's not been a playoff game for the Golden State Warriors in 2 years. Think about that in
right.
the Steph Curry era. No playoffs. 2 years. And the last time they went to the playoffs, they had to grab everything they possibly could to beat the adorable Kings in seven games with a 50-burger from Steph. And then the hated Lakers took care of him in six games. Hey, Lonnie Walker, what are you doing with your life now? That's what I remember the last time they played in the playoffs. You know what else I remember about that team? Couldn't win a road game all year long. Why? Because they hated each other.
Mm. I wish I could say you're exaggerating, but I don't think that you are. Like, they were an unhappy group.
Yes, and that is such an incredible, and that's what I'm talking about when you see what this group has experienced already in just 2 weeks. You've got, dude, they've got three walk-offs on this homestand.
In 12 games total, yeah. But
one of them's a splash hit where you were down by five runs. You have the opening day experience with Wilmer bombing one there in the ninth inning to win a baseball game there. Your plane flights are probably parties. Willy Adames can't stop smiling, and he's hitting 180. Like, dude, this team has experienced so much already in their first 12 games. Like, this has the makings of what can take them to the next level. I'm very, very excited by not just the baseball, some of the other stuff that you're seeing from this group. And also, by the way, how fun is this? Anybody get a ticket to a game over the last six games? Anybody try this exercise? Get the ferry or get an Uber and head to the game. You already know what the lineup is.
Yeah, I was just looking at that right now,
you
Mark.
You don't need to go to Twitter. I'm sorry to tell Alex Pavlovich, you don't need to tweet the lineup out every day. I already know what it is.
You know it. And you look at the games played, and it's Bailey 11, Lamont 11, and this is into today. And so I know Bailey, I think Bailey came in late today.
No, he didn't start last night. He came in late last night.
Was the one. And
yep.
You've got Adames 12, Chapman 12, Ramos 12, Jung Hoo Lee 11, Wilmer 12. Like, seven or eight of your nine are just there every day. So as a fan, that experience has been incredible. And also, I do think that in the clubhouse as well, like, you know, if you're Yaz, that you're going to play every game against a righty. And if you're any of the other regular starters, you know you're going to be in there. And that's got to be so comforting for a professional to know exactly what you're expected and know what you're going to be facing.
Do you want to know what's just awesome? If you're a Giants fan, this is going to hit you right in the meaningful muscle. You'll get exactly what I'm about to say. So when you're in the media, the Giants, like, there's an email thread. And whenever there's any news, you get an email. You get an email from the PR wing of the San Francisco Giants. So do you know what I just wrote in my search bar of my email? I wrote Giants space roster. The reason I did that is that will search every email I've received that says Giants roster moves for, and then the date. And anytime they make a transaction, I get one of those emails. Do you want to know when the last time was that I got one of those emails?
It's probably been since spring training.
It was on Saturday, March 29th.
Yeah.
Which was the day of their second baseball game in Cincinnati. And actually, it wasn't even them doing something with their roster. It was letting us know that David Villar had cleared waivers and had been outrighted to AAA Sacramento. The Giants haven't made a roster switch.
Right.
All year long.
And in previous years, our joke was like,
twice a day.
Have they traded with Seattle today?
Twice a day.
They made probably, and I looked at the numbers a while back on how many different players appeared. One year they had over 90 players appear in major league games for the Giants because of the constant up and down, and we're going to find you and use you, and then we're going to jettison you and the rest of it. And now they've got, here's our roster, here's our team, go play baseball. And it's so refreshing as a fan to see it and not worry about, like, ooh, Landon Roop, he's going to make a start, and then instead of him just, oh, I don't know, getting his next turn, we're going to send him to Sacramento and bring up an extra arm, and then we need a left-handed bat, and this guy's going to sit. It's refreshing to know that, like you're saying, here's our lineup, and we can all close our eyes and think about the Yankees on Friday, and you could probably guess the lineup right now.
Oh, completely.
And you'd be right.
Are they playing a lefty or are they playing a righty?
Exactly. That's the only question.
I need to know, right? Is Yaz in or is Matos in, and where's Ramos in the order? That's pretty much what we're doing here.
Yep.
That's what we're doing here. And there's something else that's tucked into that Yaz soundbite. I want to play this for you again. Take a close listen.
Oh, man, it's the best feeling in the world. It's one of those things where you don't feel any pressure. You don't ever have to be the hero on any given day. You just get to be yourself. And Willie has done an unbelievable job of just connecting everyone. You know, at times, if there's a little disconnect between, you know, half the locker room with guys who don't speak the best English and don't feel comfortable trying, Willie's there pushing them and making sure that everyone's pulling for each other. And that's so unbelievably huge that its value is, you know, we just don't even have a way to describe it.
Did you hear when he said no pressure?
Yep.
No pressure. No pressure, which I don't know if he's necessarily the one who's talking about years past, but that concept of, hey, I went up there, I'm supposed to hit lefties, I didn't for two at bats, I'm yanked, and I might be on the bus tomorrow to Sacramento or San Jose. Do you remember last year when Hayden Birdsong set that record for strikeouts at Coors Field? The next day, he woke up in San Jose.
Gone. Well, they wanted to keep him close, Mark, so that they could bring him back.
Great. Great. Like, that's the stuff. When you talk about a locker room that's all together, guess what else? It's not just that they know their lineup. They know who's got the locker next to them. Last year, they had lockers in the middle of the locker room because instead of having the 20 normal 26 men, it's just like they got 35 people because everybody's in and out, in, out. Oh, I'm in Sacramento today. Now I'm back. Now I'm in San Jose. All of that stuff has been wiped clean. And that doesn't matter necessarily for the box score in the game, but I think it matters for the guys. I think it really matters for the guys.
And that's something that we all lose sight of in sports, broadcasters, fans, everybody, because we look at the numbers, and numbers are numbers, and your numbers are your numbers, and all the rest of it. But when it comes down to anything in sports, you're dealing with human beings. And I've always thought that if a human being feels better about himself and his situation, he's going to perform better. And this is what we saw in the Farhan Zaidi era, where the numbers might indicate that this player and this player's profile would be a better statistical matchup in this moment, but you've got another human being. And Joc Pederson, I will never forget the example where he homers, and then his next time up, he gets pinch hit for because the spreadsheet told you that it's a bad matchup for him, a lefty against a lefty. Meanwhile, the human being is thinking, I just went deep. I'm feeling good.
Right.
Like, all of a sudden now, you don't get to play because it's a bad matchup. So the human element, Buster's at the helm, Bob Melvin's really good at this, and you bring in Willy Adames, who apparently, according to Yaz, is an elite bilingual broker of the vibe.
Well, you remember when he came on the show with us?
He was awesome.
All we could hear was his voice, and we finished the conversation, and the whole building was lit up.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Like, that's the effect that he has on people. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now come to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Ramona Shelburne's going to join us here in just about 10 minutes. We'll get back to the Dubs and find out what the hell's going on with the Nuggets because she's up in Sacramento with the Nuggets tonight. And so we're looking real forward to talking to Momo, and we'll get back to the Western Conference boogie that's going on this week. 7 o'clock tonight is going to be bananas, okay? The Warriors are playing the Spurs, and the Nuggets are going to be playing the Kings, and the Clippers are going to be playing portions of the Rockets, and there's just all kinds of stuff going on. The Thunder will be in Phoenix against the Suns. Who cares about that? Those two teams.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Team's fate all set, but that's all happening in the 7 to 7:30 window tonight, so that's going to be crazy, so we'll be all over it. But yeah, man, I just think it's what's really fascinating is this team's almost making me sort of believe in something that's like in the woo-woo neighborhood. And here's what I mean by this. Every Giants fan that I've talked to is like, this feels so different. It looks different. It's more fun. And I'm like, okay, is the roster that different? Like, Adames is here.
And Jung-Hoo Lee is here.
Jung-Hoo Lee's not hurt, but he was here at the beginning of last year also. A bunch of the guys are hitting a buck 80. Adames, a buck 80. Tyler Fitzgerald, a buck 80. Patrick Bailey, a buck 80.
Lamont Wade.
Lamont Wade.
Buck 14.
Buck 14. And also, apparently, not the guy people wanted playing first base this year.
Actually, a buck 5 now.
Buck 5. Okay?
Buck and a nickel.
Right. But Luis Matos is up. Ramos is exciting. I really like him. He's holding down left field. Part of it is also the contracts. You're like, oh, not like a lot of these guys are going to be here for a while. Chapman has a different look this year because it's like, no, that's your third baseman. That's your third baseman for a long time. He might be the best defensive player I think I've ever seen in my life, for crying out loud. It's insane. But the whole thing has like this Buster Posey fingerprint on it that makes some of the same things we were watching the last 2 years look different this year. Some of them are the exact same things. Bailey's been here. Wade's been here.
Right.
Yaz is still out in right field. By the way, he's playing phenomenal this year. So a lot of it's the exact same, but it feels different.
Well, a lot of it is different, and some of the things that are different are what we talked about. For one, you have a starting nine that is pretty much your starting nine. It's more like a starting 7.5, which is fine. Like, Casey Schmidt's going to play a little first. Wilmer's your DH, and you have Lamont Wade, and you mentioned right field with Yaz. If it's a lefty, then, you know, it's not going to be Yaz out in right field. It's going to be Matos. But the other piece of it, and I can't even believe I'm going to use this word because it feels foreign, opener. They have not used an opener, nor do they plan on using an opener. They've got 5 starters, and they've got another one in the wings in Hayden Birdsong if they want to elevate him if there's an injury. But you have a starting rotation of 5 pitchers who are going to pitch. You're not trying to gin it up with some cockamamie opener and using Ryan Walker, which they did with success last year. Yep. And, you know, one inning of this guy and then three innings of that. And so this feels like a baseball team. And I go back to what I said earlier about the human element. And I do think that it's more important in baseball than any other sport. You play every day. You're with each other every day. And if you feel good about your environment, your group, your clubhouse, and the rest of it, then you're honestly going to do better.
Can I say one other thing?
Do it.
So I want everyone to hear this. Did you watch the game last night?
Oh, yeah.
Because it was Two Screen Tuesday. And pulled everything out there, and Warriors and Giants on both sides, and the Warriors game went really well, and the Giants never scored, and so that was annoying. But it was Tuesday. It was a home game on a Tuesday. So the Giants wear different uniforms on a Tuesday. I actually remember when the first City Connect uniforms came out, people were like, those are gross, those are yuck. And then they won most of the games, and people get used to it. And I think the same thing will happen here, but tons of negativity about the new City Connect jerseys. And I'm not here to tell you what you like. You like what you like. And if you don't like them, and if you're not into the meaning behind the lines and the glove and the color scheme, if you're not into it and that doesn't do anything for you, it doesn't do anything for you. But I sent out a tweet yesterday where I'm like, keep in mind, first of all, City Connects are supposed to get you talking, number one. And number two, if you're 40 or 45 or 50 or 55 or 60 or 65, it's not really targeted to you. Just an observation. I didn't say anything. I turned the game on last night and sat down. My 11-year-old plopped next to me and goes, dude, I really like those. And then my 16-year-old daughter came in for the third inning. She's like, what are they wearing? I really like those. And I went, what's going on.
City Connect.
There you go.
And then the next step to that is one of them saying, hey, Dad, where's your credit card?
That's right. Let's
go
to the game.
Let's go to a game, but I'm going to need one of those jerseys.
I'm going to need a hat. Yep.
Or something. I'm going to need some purple something.
Exactly.
And that's the beauty of the City Connect.